Theoretical recap. The tree command is a Linux utility that recursively displays the directory structure of a file system path in a visual, hierarchical format, much like a branching diagram. Unlike ls, which only lists the immediate contents of a directory, tree gives you the full picture of nested subdirectories and files at a glance. This makes it an essential reconnaissance tool in security contexts, where understanding the layout of a system, a web application, or a deployment directory can reveal misplaced sensitive files, overly permissive structures, or unexpected configuration exposure. Key concepts to keep in mind: tree outputs directory depth, controllable with L-level comma can display hidden files, A can filter by file type, D for directories only, and can output results in formats like JSON or XML for further parsing. A common mistake beginners make is running tree without any depth limit on large file systems. This can produce thousands of lines of output and is inefficient. Always scope your exploration. Another pitfall is forgetting that tree may not be installed by default. Use sudo apt install tree if needed. A quick mental model. Think of tree as a mapmaker. Before you explore unknown territory, you draw the map first. Mini example. Running tree l2/var/www/html will display the web server root directory up to two levels deep, immediately revealing whether configuration files, backup files, or sensitive folders are exposed. A classic first step in a web pen test reconnaissance phase. Workshop brief. You have now worked through the fundamentals of Linux navigation, PWD, LS, CD, paths, and terminal controls. This workshop takes you one practical step further, using tree as a structured exploration and reconnaissance tool. The goal is to develop a professional reflex that security specialists use in real engagements, mapping the file system before taking any action. This is not a passive exercise. You will be expected to explore, document your findings, and reflect on what each discovery could mean from a security perspective. Your working environment is a Linux system, your local machine, a virtual machine, or a cloud sandbox such as a DigitalOcean droplet, a Kali Linux VM, or any lab environment you have access to. If you do not yet have a dedicated security lab, set one up as part of this workshop. This is itself a relevant skill. Step 1. Environment setup and tool verification. Begin by confirming that tree is installed on your system. If it is not, install it using the appropriate package manager. Verify the installed version and consult the manual page, Mantree, to get familiar with all available flags. Take note of at least 5 flags you consider useful for security reconnaissance work and briefly annotate why each could be relevant. This initial documentation step is intentional. In professional security work, you never use a tool blindly. Step 2. Structured exploration of key system directories. Using tree with appropriate depth and filtering options, explore the following directories: /etc/var/www/or/srv if a web server is configured, /home/and/tmp. For each directory, limit your depth to a maximum of 3 levels to keep output manageable. Redirect the output of each exploration to a separate text file using output redirection. Do not just run the commands and move on, examine the output carefully. Identify any files or folders that stand out: configuration files, hidden directories, world writable paths, or anything that looks like it should not be publicly accessible. Annotate your findings in a separate notes document. Step 3. Security-oriented analysis. Based on your exploration outputs, produce a short written analysis, minimum 1 page, addressing the following questions: which directories contained hidden files, and what were they? Did you find any world writable directories? /tmp is expected. Are there others? Are there any configuration files visible at paths that could be indexed by a web server? What would an attacker look for first in these directories during a reconnaissance phase? This analysis is the core deliverable of the workshop and will reflect your ability to think like both a defender and an attacker. Step 4. Simulated web application structure. Create a mock web application directory structure under /home/your username/webapp/ that simulates a poorly organized deployment. Include a config/folder with a fake db_config.php file, a backup/folder with a .sql file, a public/folder with HTML and CSS files, and a hidden .m file at the root of the project. Run tree al3 on this structure and capture the output. Then, write a brief paragraph explaining which elements of this structure would raise red flags during a real security audit and what remediation you would recommend. Step 5. Reflection and submission. Compile all your outputs: the redirected tree output files, your annotated notes, your security analysis, and your web app simulation output, into a single archive or organized folder. Write a one-paragraph conclusion summarizing what you learned about using Tree as a reconnaissance and auditing tool, and how you plan to integrate it into your future security workflow. Submit this complete package before the deadline. You are allowed and encouraged to consult all previous course materials, terminal basics, navigation lessons, quizzes, as well as any relevant internet resources including the official TreeMan page, Linux documentation wikis, and cybersecurity references. You may work alone or seek peer input, but the written analysis and reflections must be your own. The recommended duration for this workshop is 3 hours. Submit your solution before this deadline expires.